T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back. Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show on the Big End of Bill Michaels Radio. Joe across the way. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, plenty of ways to do so. Just find us on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can always chime in, 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockeyTalkLine. And find us in on Facebook. Just simply go to The Bill Michaels Show on Facebook. You can also find us on the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. There's the radio.com sports app that's out now, and you can take us anywhere and everywhere. All you have to do is favorite us. That way, whenever anything pops up, you can just have it sent straight to your phone or straight to your mobile device, and you're good in that way as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs, who remind you, big meeting, big event, anything coming up, they've got catering. Catering for all occasions. They've got box lunches, boxes of subs, 2-foot party sub. They've got all the fixings to go along with it, soups and salads and cheese curds and french fries and chips and cookies. They got everything you could possibly need. Eating healthy, no problem. Cousins can take care of that as well. Make sure you make it a Cousin Subs kind of game. Go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Time now for some buy or sell. Let's do this.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Let's get to it. Buy or sell. Radio Joe bringing it across the way. What you got?
Well, we'll do a little different buy or sell today, and I've done this in the past. I'm just going to give you a name.
Okay.
And it's a matter of, are you buying into this player in 2019, or are you selling on what they're capable of doing? So do you think this is a guy that you should really be bought into, or is this a guy that you really don't believe in 2019? These are all Milwaukee Brewers.
All right.
So here's the first one. Orlando Arcia. Are you buying into Orlando Arcia?
Yeah, I'm kind of mulling it over.
Guy who looked like the best offensive player the Brewers had in the postseason. Or the Orlando Arcia that was bad enough to get sent to AAA to work things out. Which Orlando are you buying into?
I am. He has yet to put a full season offensively together. He's always started out notoriously slow. Defensively speaking, now they've won in spite of at times his offense, but his defense is impeccable. So if I had to buy offensively, I would not buy. But I will say I'm buying into Orlando Arcia. He is going to be your starting shortstop. It is his job to lose, as we have seen in the past. And I'm hoping now that he's understood a couple of times in his career what it takes to get past the adversity and really get on to swinging a good bat and getting into a good groove. And don't forget, they worked on a couple of things when he went down. They kind of lowered his swing a little bit. They changed some things on his swing last year after they got a good look at him and said, okay, this is what you're doing and why you're doing it. Let's change that. When he came back up, he hit the hell out of the baseball. So I'm hoping that they fixed his swing, and I'm going to buy into Orlando Arcia. I'm excited about that.
Buy or sell?
The next one on this list is Zach Davies.
Zach Davies, coming off of last year and what he did, he ended up Teams batted 269 against him, and he was giving up the long ball pretty hefty.
Spent a lot of time rehabbing as well down in AAA.
Yeah. 66 innings, 67 hits, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't give up as many long balls last year, though, as say, Junior Guerra did. Chase Anderson gave up a ton last year. I mean, I'm surprised his neck didn't get sprained. He gave up over 30 or plus, or 30 or 30 more, or something like that. You know what? I'm going to buy into Zach Davies. I don't know why. I just am. I think he's still, even through it all last year, teams batted 269 against him, but he had a whip under 140, which is not great. It was a little over 130. But I still think he's got a lot left in the tank. I'm going to buy into Zach Davies. I'm buying him.
Buy or sell.
Chase Anderson.
This one I had mentioned. 30 home runs last year he gave up. He was one of the best pitchers in baseball for a while, a couple years ago.
2 years ago, he had a career year. I told you guys, after Chase Anderson had that year in 2016, or 2017, excuse me.
Yeah.
After that season, I thought, I don't think he's going to be any better than what he showed. Because, again, if you looked at his career, he's always been a guy that's been just an average pitcher.
His issues were the long ball.
He got torched last year.
If it wasn't for the long ball, I mean, teams only hit 228 against him in a whip of 119. Had it not been for the long ball, he'd have been stellar, but he couldn't keep the ball in the park. Here's my gut feeling on guys that have a season like that. They bounce back. So if I have to put money on Chase Anderson, I'd put money on him to bounce back this year. But not in a big way. You know what I mean? Instead of giving up 30, maybe he gives up 20. Maybe he still gives you 150 to 170 innings. Something like that. He's got a whip that stays about 119. Teams still bat about 220, 230 against him. But instead of going, say, 9-8, maybe he gets to 12 wins this year. 12-8, 12-7, something like that. Maybe he gets into that realm. But I'm going to say Chase Anderson. I'm going to buy Chase Anderson this year. I'm going to buy him come bouncing back from what he did last year.
Buy or sell?
Another player up for debate in this player edition of Buy or Sell. Jesus Aguilar.
I know they like him. I know he's a guy that, you know, he gave you a pretty good batting average last year. 35, he was second on the team in home runs, as a matter of fact. I think only behind Christian Yelich. I'm buying him, but I'm buying him for consistency. He needs to be consistent. Look, if he's going to put up 35 home runs, they're going to keep him in the lineup, no problem. But you can't have 25 home runs in the first portion of your season, and then go cold in the second half, and specifically in the postseason, just be completely god-awful. So, I'm buying him, but I'm not buying him wholeheartedly. Guy hit 216 in the postseason. Hit a couple of dingers, but hit 216 in the postseason. He was a far cry from, he was a shell of himself in the postseason. And in the postseason, he led the team in strikeouts. Led the team in strikeouts. So I'm buying him to bounce back offensively this year and kind of keep up what he did last year. But I'm also, my eyebrows are raised once you start getting into September, October. So I'm buying him right now, but he needs to be more consistent.
Buy or sell.
Okay, well, if you've bought into Orlando Arcia, Zach Davies, Chase Anderson,
Jesus
Aguilar,
I think it's going to be a good year. I think some guys are going to bounce back. I think it's going to be a dominant year.
Well, there's one guy who has been on our show quite a bit. Did not look good in the postseason. Buy or sell in Jeremy Jeffress?
I'm buying. Here's the reason why. I don't know what happened in St. Louis, but he was lights out until they clinched in St. Louis. And after that, it was sketchy. I don't know what happened. I don't know what went on. I don't know if he just ran out of gas. I don't know. A lot of rumors, but I'm buying the Jeremy Jeffress. I don't know if anybody is going to come back and have a great season like they did. I mean, last year, Jeremy Jefferson, the postseason, 8 innings, 16 hits, 6 runs, all earned, 2 dingers, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts. Teams batted 4-10 against him and had a whip of 250. He was terrible. He was just terrible. But when you talk about the regular season and what he did, you can't deny that Jeremy Jeffress was a guy that got you there. I mean, teams batted 182 against him, a 129 ERA, a whip of .99. He was just the opposite. So I'm buying into what Jeremy Jeffress is selling. He's a guy that got you there. He'll get you there again. I'm buying that. Buying into him.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe I'm smelling everything in that blue and gold glasses case, but I'm optimistic. I'm feeling good right now. They haven't even played a game. I'm feeling good. I'm buying everything right now regarding the Milwaukee Brewers. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Hey, go back to the topic that we had at the beginning of the program. If there's a player or position that you feel needs to be upgraded or you want to see on this team right here, right now for Green Bay, what is it? Which is it? There's a lot of discussion about Antonio Brown, but I'm telling you, offensive line is a big need. Defensive line is a need. Fortification of pass rush is a need. Safety is a huge need. We're talking about needs here, people. Needs. 855-830-8648. Light the lines right now. 855-830-8648. Also coming up after the bottom of the hour, Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice for your Milwaukee Bucks. He'll be on the call, not tonight, but coming up over the weekend. But tonight it's a TNT game as they take on the Boston Celtics. But we're going to hear from Jim Paschke coming up here at the bottom of the hour. But if there's a particular need or player you want to see on this Packers roster, a free agent that's out there that you want to see in, which is it? Tell me right here, right now, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of summer and the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks for hanging out. As always, we certainly appreciate it. If there's a particular player in free agency that's coming up that you want to see on this Green Bay Packers squad, want to hear about it, what position needs the biggest upgrade the fastest? Getting back into that conversation. Also, we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, but Zach Lowe, the ESPN senior writer, covers the NBA, does a lot of different stuff, but covers the NBA as well. Wrote a piece on Chris Middleton. Posted up on the Facebook fan page. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up tomorrow on the program. This portion of the program as we get ready. By the way, rain. Heavy rain out in Arizona. Not like rain in the desert. I was looking at the 14-day forecast, and I'm seeing 75, upper 70s coming up in a couple of weeks. So I'm excited about that. I'll tell you that right now. Going to be heading out there. Compliments of a lot of great people. And I'll tell you what, one thing that I got to do, I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Jill, if you're listening, we're coming. The Brewtown Eatery and Bar on West Howard Avenue at the end of the strip mall right there. They have great food. Fish fry on Friday night, and they have your friendly neighborhood corner gathering spot. Music on the weekends, live music on the weekends. Heading out there on Saturday night. We'll see you out there on Saturday night. Going to stop at Brewtown Eatery and Bar, 5121 West Howard Avenue. You stop in, you tell them you heard it on this program. They're going to give you a little bit of cash off. So go in and see Jill. Go stop over to Brewtown Eatery and Bar. See Jill. See Norm behind the bar. Tell them Bill Michaels sent us. They're going to give you some cash off. They're going to get a little percentage off your bill. I'm not kidding. Think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. They're going to go ahead and do that because they love our fans going in and saying hi. Also, our friends over at Pindell. Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L. That's P-I-N-D-E-L, specialty machining company, taking care of their customers, taking care of their employees. And if you're looking to become a part of a truly winning team, go to their website, Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L, Pindell.com. That is Pindell.com and see for yourself. Also, our friends John Gabe and his whole staff down at Usinger's, whether it's from the deli, they've got cheeses, they've got all kinds of meats, they've got great party boxes, pit samplers, you name it, and tailgating season is right around the corner. Start loading up. The brats, don't forget the pretzel buns, don't forget the hot dogs, the sausages, all of that stuff over at Usinger's. Go to Usinger, Usinger.com. You can send that stuff all over the country, too, by the way. Usinger.com. That is Usinger.com. All right, let's get back to it. Back to the phone calls. Let's go to Eric listening to us in Madison on the Zone. Eric, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. How are you today, sir?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Earl Thomas or Landon Collins?
I would take either one. I like Earl Thomas, even though he's coming off of an injury. I just like the tenacity with which he plays.
Yeah. My question for you was, and I asked your screener this, do they both play the same position? I mean, they're both safeties. Were they both strong safeties or free
well,
safeties?
Earl Thomas can play everywhere. He's like kind of a – he does everything. Landon Collins is a little bit different cat, but, you know, they both are very similar. But I would take Earl Thomas. If Earl Thomas still has after that injury – if he still has that range of mobility, that guy was always a hitter too, and I like that. He was a guy that made you think before you went over the middle. I love that about him, and he's just kind of a field general, brings attitude. That's the reason I would go in that direction.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to bring in both of them.
Yep.
I mean, if he can play either one, wherever Landon doesn't feel comfortable, play a role in the other.
Right.
We can use a pair of good veteran safeties. Bring Clay back for the right cost and put him on the inside. You move Josh Jones, the inside linebacker, because he doesn't seem to play safety very well.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping – now, Josh Jackson, our second-round draft pick from Iowa, are they still moving him to safety, or are they going to keep him at corner?
That's a great question. I mean, he's more suited for slot coverage than he is for outside. He can play some safety, but he's more of a slot guy than he is anything.
So, basically, it's Jair Alexander,
Kevin King –
on the outside, and he's in the slot?
And he would be in the slot. You can put Tremont Williams back there if you're going to keep him around at times for other slot receivers as well. But you've got good corners. You just need to keep Kevin King healthy.
Yeah, I'm just hoping he packs on about 10, 12 pounds of muscle in the offseason. I think that would help him.
As long as he keeps his speed, I'm good with that because he's got tremendous size and the ability to kind of leap and get to the apex of the ball. Appreciate the phone call. When you talk about Earl Thomas, he's a guy that doesn't play in the box. He can get all over the place. He's kind of your center fielder. He reminds me a lot of maybe what Nick Collins was before Nick Collins went down, where Landon Collins, his problem was early on, he wasn't great in coverage. He was a good hitter, good against tight ends and such, but now he's kind of gotten better on the outside as well.
Well, I had suggested this earlier on Twitter today that, you know, Earl Thomas, Landon Collins, Adrian Amos, LaMarcus Joyner, all these guys would be targets that the Packers should do their due diligence and go after, and I was immediately shot down by a Packer podcaster saying that all those guys would not come to Green Bay for different reasons. Earl Thomas wants to go to Dallas. Landon Collins, it seems like the Giants
are
franchising.
If you got a shot at winning and you're going to get paid, you're going to go.
Tyrann Mathieu doesn't want to come up here because it's too cold.
Yeah, well, I've heard that.
Adrian Amos wants to stay with the Bears. I don't know how the Bears are going to be able to afford to keep him, but what do I know?
I get it if you're in a rivalry position. Maybe you don't want to go to the rival. I understand that. But Earl Thomas, I think whoever comes at him with the best deal and the shot at winning, he would go. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I just, like, even if Earl Thomas is available and somehow Dallas doesn't pick him up, I don't know if I want his ego in Green Bay.
But at least
that might be too much, I don't know.
At least his ego's, he's coming off of an injury. He's got to kind of reprove himself, and he's got a tenacity to him.
Yeah, but you saw what he did after he got hurt in that game last season.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the middle fingers going up as he's getting carted away. It's just like, what a classless individual.
Nope, I get it.
Do we really want that? It seems like every star player out there.
As long as he's not doing it to his teammates, he was doing it more. He was doing it because he ended up getting hurt, and he was already in a battle with management out there. That was his issue.
Why is it every star player that's available in free agency or trade, how come all these guys have egos? How come all these guys have just these stupid issues with them?
Good question. I mean, sometimes really good players come with really big egos. You know, I mean, that's the common thread, you know. I mean, that's...
Antonio Brown. We love the talent of Antonio Brown, but he's got this, and this. These are all problems. This is all the baggage he has. Earl Thomas has all the talent in the world, but he's got this, and this.
Yep. But I take Earl Thomas's tenacity and defensively speaking, you got a guy that's kind of crazy. I'll go with that because that guy's going to be a hitter. He's going to bring that. You got a guy that's kind of crazy on offense. All he does is bitch and moan about not being you know, thrown to or given the ball enough. And he can become, because then other guys get upset. By the way, did you see Davante Adams tweeted out? He said, y'all think he's coming here? LOL. Which I thought was interesting. So,
you know what, Bill? I'd be shocked.
I'd be shocked too.
If the Packers acquired Antonio Brown.
I don't think, you know, if Antonio Brown was just a quiet guy that just wanted out of Pittsburgh because he had an issue and didn't say anything and just kind of went about his business, I think there'd be a legitimate shot. But he wants guaranteed money. He painted himself into a terrible corner and then went, you know, kind of doubled down on stupidity. Who wants that guy? You know who would take that guy? The Raiders. The Raiders would take that kind of guy. Because John Gruden thinks he's a football player who's crazy. You got to be a little crazy to play the game to be a football player. Go to the Raiders. That would be where he should go. Let's go to Doug, listening to us in Green Bay on WNFL. Doug, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys. You guys hit the nail on the head. Earl Thomas was the first guy on my list I'd take, and I would take him even with the baggage. You know, you need a guy that knows how to play his position, and the Packers haven't had anybody that knows how to play that position in the last 5 years.
They've been trying to find the next Nick Collins for a long time.
Yep. Never knew how to play that position. You need somebody that's in the right place. And Earl's going to be in the right place. Even with the injury, he could be back there and be your center fielder. I think they got enough guys that could be a strong safety type. Josh Jones, keep him up close to the line of scrimmage. That's where he excels. The running the angles and covering the deep balls, That's what killed them.
Yep.
That's what killed the team for the last 5 years. Can't cover everybody deep down the middle. So I'd take a shot at them.
I would I'd take a shot just because I appreciate the phone call for all the reasons I already gave. I don't have to go through it again, but I just like his tenacity. I like the fact that the guy just wants to go out and prove it, and I don't mind that. Antonio Brown, he's a bag of nuts. Just is. 855-830-8648. Joseph says, you know why these players have huge egos? They are making way too much money for what they do. I love the idea of all the sports organizations reining salary caps in. Let the big mouth players sit out of the league. Owners need to make more of a stand. Well, the owners are making a ton of money too. Don't get me wrong. If you're an owner, you've already put forth a ton of capital that have said, I'm buying this franchise, and I'm going to watch this franchise's value escalate. I'm going to make money, yes. I'm going to get paid money, yes. But I've also got $250, $300 million, $500 million invested in my product. The players are coming into it saying, we're the product. So you pay us a portion of what it is you're making. The players don't want the owners to make any money. The owners are the ones that ponied up to make the organization what it is. So there has to be a happy medium there, but... You know, you've got a guy like Bryce Harper still sitting out, and you got some of these players like Antonio Brown says, show me the money first. I want all guaranteed money. Would I pay Antonio Brown guaranteed money over Kirk Cousins? Hell yes, any day of the week. But neither are going to prove out to be very lucrative by the time it's all said and done when you talk about wins and losses. Let's do this. Jim Paschke, the television play-by-play voice of your Milwaukee Bucks, joined us a little bit earlier today on the program. We talked about a lot of things as the Bucks get ready to take on the Celtics tonight, and they kick off the unofficial second half of the season. The sprint to 25 games for the remainder is now on. We discussed that. You're going to hear the conversation coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show, we are enjoying the day. Hopefully you are as well. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, please feel free to do so. Earlier today, we had a chance to catch up with the television play-by-play voice of your Milwaukee Bucks, and Jim Paschke was kind enough to join us. And one of the things that we started out discussing right away was last night we had George Hill on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and he just blew me away. Just what an incredibly good, nice, well-spoken, just guy. He was just a great guy to talk to.
He's terrific, great to talk to, a pro's pro in my opinion, and just an all-around great guy. You know, he had an interesting story like some other people, but he grew up in Indianapolis, played high school basketball, college basketball, and professional basketball with the Pacers within about a, 5-mile radius, 10-mile radius mm-hmm. at the most. And, you know, he's just a good Midwestern guy.
He certainly is. When you talk about some of the kids that came out of his high school, when you talk about Greg Oden and all the different names that he started reeling off last night, it's like, my God, they had an NCAA championship team at high school. Holy mackerel, there were some good players there.
Yeah, hey. Broad Ripple High School has a great legacy of basketball, as you know most schools in Indiana do. But, yeah, it's quite a story, and you know, I've talked to him about that, too. The list of players that have come out of his high school is pretty remarkable.
I wanted to talk about this sprint to the finish. I thought it was interesting when we asked him last night. I had said, so is the goal to get, you know, the best record in the NBA, have home court advantage throughout? And he just kind of stopped us. He said, Bud doesn't have goals. Bud just says, go out and play hard and win today, and then talks about life, you know. Is it just that relaxed that guys have just embraced? Now, he's come out of the Pop system, so he said, look, Pop's been my guy, and because Budenholzer, Coach Bud, came out of that system, he's kind of got that same mentality. But is it just, it's like the cloud is lifted and the guys are playing free, and he said, man, other players are looking at them saying, you guys are just having fun. Now, winning cures all, but it just seems like it's fun basketball for these guys.
Well, it is, and, you know, it's interesting to me because over the years, when things aren't going well, you have to make deals and trades to try to get things going well, and, you know, you never get it where you need it to be, and now it's where it has to be. And I've always said, understanding this is simple. Executing it is a little more difficult than that. I've always said, if you take care of business today, if you come to work to win today, everything will take care of itself. You know, win the practice. Lace your shoes up properly when you come to the gym. Focus for an hour and 15 minutes. Do it right, and then tomorrow takes care of itself if you're doing that every single day, Bill. And that's what we're seeing under this coaching staff, and the players are adhering to that. And I think it is fun for them. I think they see how simple it can be in theory, and then they just go out and play. You know, the coaching staff has taken away all the mental thought processes that go into this, and essentially they're saying go out and be who you are and play and contribute, and they have the right pieces. Everybody contributes a certain thing to this team, and it's working beautifully.
The teams that are in the East, Toronto, Boston, obviously Philadelphia, Indiana, who matches up the best?
Well, it's very interesting that you ask that because I've been thinking a lot about it over the All-Star break. And with the deals that were made, I don't know. Can you tell me what kind of a team Philadelphia has now that they have Tobias Harris? For sure, without having seen them. Can you tell me what Toronto is at this point with Marc Gasol coming on board? The only team, notably, that didn't make any trades or deals at the deadline was Boston, and that's typical Boston. They say, you know, we're Boston, we'll be fine, and they may be. It's a well-coached, deep team, and Gordon Hayward is coming along, and by the playoffs, I think that team will be formidable. But right now, you know, the Bucks have the tiebreaker with Toronto, but what does that mean? Because they have Marc Gasol now. So I think the last 25 games, and we won't see Toronto anymore, but the last 25 games is going to be a bit of a feeling out process to see what these teams have done. And, of course, the Bucks with Nikola Mirotic can counter that very nicely.
I was just going to ask you about Mirotic. Now, George Hill's like, look, people have not really realized how good of a shooter he is and what he's going to bring to this team. How exciting are you, or how excited were you when you heard that they made the deal for Mirotic?
Well, I thought it was brilliant. In fact, I asked John Horst off to the side one night. I said, how surprising is it that you could get a player that seems like a perfect fit with perfect skills for this team under duress at the trade deadline? And John's answer to me, Bill, was, I wouldn't have made the deal if it weren't perfect. I've never heard that.
Yeah,
you don't hear that very often. The Bucks are in a position now where they can take that approach. I say that's outstanding.
Yeah, I would agree. I look at this team now and think, okay, where is the weakness? And the only thing I can see, John, and I was going through some of the stats last night as we were sitting down to talk, you know, you got a little bit, you'd like to see them get to the free throw line a little bit more. I thought it was interesting that while they take a lot of shots and they're one of the best scoring teams in all the NBA, they don't get to the free throw line nearly as often as you would like, and their free throw percentage is not great, but they're 16th in the league. But as far as getting to the free throw line, is it the amount of respect that they're not getting, or they're just not being physical enough, or maybe it's just because they're, you know, jacking it up beyond the arc and they're not getting a lot of fouls on the outside?
Ding, ding, ding. To me, that's the answer. The floor is spread. There's, you know, bodies are further away from the rim. There's less contact if you're doing this properly, according to Coach Budenholzer's system. And you add a player in Mirotić who doesn't just shoot threes, like Lopez. He shoots deep threes. He moves the defense out another 2 feet when he takes those shots very often, and that spreads the floor even more. So the more space, the less contact, that's part of it, and I think maybe the biggest part of it. I don't worry about that. I've looked at that also, and you always want to score points when the clock's not running in certain situations, but if you're doing everything right, free throws aren't as big a deal if you have a 20-point lead.
The only other two things that I could say, if I had to look at this team and say they don't get enough offensive boards, because even though they're still, when it comes to rebounds and such per game, they're way up there. Offensively, they're not. I see a lot of guys kind of drifting back down the floor after the shot goes up and steals. That's it. Other than that, the team doesn't have any chinks in the armor, do they?
Not really. Where's their field goal percentage ranking in the league? They're near the top, right?
They've been
up there all year.
Field goal percentage, they're second.
Yeah, exactly. So how many offensive rebounds are there?
That's
true. Fewer, and they're getting inside. They're one of the great paint teams and restricted area scoring teams in this league, if not the best, with Giannis. And there just aren't rebounds to get. So I think you know, that concern is mitigated a bit by the style of play.
Jim, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to the call tonight. It's going to be an interesting second half of the season, unofficially, I guess, when you talk about a sprint to the finish. But, man, real quick, and I know you get asked this all the time, and I'm going to ask you anyway. So we saw what happened early on in 2000, 2001, and we know how good that team was. In my opinion, I think with Ray and Glenn and Sam, they had some really good veterans, really good shooters. I think this team is deeper and has more superstar type of power. Would you agree?
I do. I think the team in 2001 was wonderful, but they were kind of wildly wonderful. You never knew for sure what was going to happen. They won more than they lost, but, you know, it wasn't a systematic, confident sort of approach to it. I mean, George Karl's teams were built on a little bit of chaos, and it was great, and they were successful, but I like the systematic approach. I like feeling more comfortable about a team's chance to win, and I feel that this year. And I think this is the best team I've seen in my 33 seasons. Just one point for you, just so everyone's clear, the game is not on Fox Sports Wisconsin tonight. It's a TNT exclusive.
That's right. Forgot about that.
I'm not working tonight, Bill.
Are you going as a fan?
Oh, of course.
Okay, just checking. I want to make sure you're still not kicked back on your your All-Star break. You know, I can see you sitting there in your underwear and your socks watching a game with petting a dog or
something. I did that for 7 days already. I downloaded, you know, I took a break because I think this team's going to be playing much longer this season than in past seasons. So I took the opportunity to, dump the mental files for a week, and now I'm ready to go. Feel great. Ready for the 25 games in the playoffs.
There you go. Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice of your Milwaukee Bucks, joined us a little bit earlier today on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. And we are heading out to spring training, a rainy spring training right now. Hopefully it warms up. I know they're getting wacky weather out there. I was just looking, like, some of the elevations, 36 inches of snow coming in the next 24 hours in that area. You had Vegas get snow. I saw Brian Noble, former Packer I used to work with. I saw Brian's Facebook post. They got snow on their grill out there. People are freaking out. But in a couple of weeks, it should be a lot warmer, and I'm looking forward to it. We're heading out. Compliments of our friends at Saz's. Saz's not only has a terrific restaurant, and they've got the new outside deck. They've renovated the place, and it's beautiful. But they also do catering. They do catering for many different events, many different areas as well, and they're the ones that catered my wedding reception. Saz's was fantastic. We did a great taste in Milwaukee, and there is nothing better than Saz's. Check out Saz's for all your catering needs, and if you're just hungry, go to Saz's. Also, our friends at Curly's Waterfront Bar and Grill and Curly's out there on Pewaukee Lake. They're fantastic. It's a great place to go, a lot of fun. They've always got something going on. Lakeview Boulevard in Pewaukee, it overlooks the lake, a big selection of brews and cocktails and fresh-made food and bands and ticket giveaways. They've got it all. Go to curlyswaterfrontpub.com or just follow them on Facebook, curlyswaterfrontpub.com, or follow them on Facebook. I'm considering tonight watching the Bucks game down at the Nice Ash in downtown Waukesha. Man, just beer, cigars, hookahs, spirits, they've got it all. They've always got entertainment on the weekends. And tonight, you know, on the televisions down there, they're going to have the sports. That's going to be the Milwaukee Bucks. 323 West Main Street in beautifully renovated downtown Waukesha. If you haven't been down there in a while, you got to get down there. Check out thenicash.com. That's thenicash.com. For all your needs going downtown Waukesha. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Final segment next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. Final segment before we get out of here, man. Big news, sad news coming out of Syracuse, where their basketball coach, Jim Boeheim, driving a car that hit and killed a pedestrian on the highway last night. He had just got done in Syracuse beating Louisville. Him and his wife went out to dinner and then were on their way home. They had experienced some bad weather, some ice, some snow. And Jorge Jimenez, 51, was outside of his car on Interstate 690. Now, his vehicle, he was a passenger in a vehicle, and that vehicle was already involved in an unrelated accident due to the bad weather. So he would, for whatever reason, they decided to get out of the car on the highway. They were in the middle of the highway, and he got out of his car on the highway. And that is when Boeheim, his car struck and killed him. Now, Jim Boeheim was driving the vehicle. He was tested. It was negative when it came back as far as a breathalyzer for field sobriety and alcohol. They're still investigating, but basically, Jimenez was in a car that ended up sliding out of control and hit and struck a guardrail. When it hit and struck the guardrail, it then came to rest in the middle of the highway. And that's when the driver and Jimenez got out of the car, and Boeheim's car was the next car to come by and struck him and killed the guy. Boeheim said in a statement, "I am heartbroken that a member of our community died as a result of last night's accident. Julie and I, which is Julia's, Jim Boeheim's wife, extend our deepest sympathies to the Jimenez family. Out of respect for those involved, I will not be providing further comment at this time." And let's be honest, and not out of respect for those, it's because he doesn't want to say anything else that may or may not get him into trouble. You know? Jim Boeheim, by the way, 74 years old, coming home from the dinner with his wife, as I just made it a reference to. They beat number 18 Louisville at the Carrier Dome a few hours earlier. It was a tragic situation last night on the highway for Jim Boeheim and company. Another headline coming out today, Tiger Woods skipping the Honda Classic. Said he can't play in all the events, so he's going to play in the Arnold Palmer Invitational and the Players' Championship, but he will not be going to his hometown for the Honda Classic. He said he's going to miss Jack, meaning Jack Nicklaus, and everybody at the Honda, but he's gearing up. He's going to take a week off and play at the Arnold Palmer and then play in the Players' Championship, getting ready for an attempt at the green jacket. He tied for 20th last week at the Farmers Insurance Open. Late January, I should say. It wasn't last week, but it was late January. And then played and tied for 15th this past week at the Genesis Open. So he is qualified for the World Golf Classic Mexico Championship by finishing in the top 30 in the FedEx Cup last year. He's making his first start in that tournament, which is going to be played at several locations over the years since 2014. But that meant missing a tournament. And That one's the one that's less than 30 minutes from his home, where he finished 12th last year, so he's going to skip that. But he will play in the Arnold Palmer tournament for the 19th time. He has won that event 8 times. The Players has moved to March after 11 years in May and is the PGA Tour's flagship tournament. So the Players' Championship, he's also going to play in that. After that, Woods is likely to choose from one of 2 tournaments prior to the Masters, the Valspar Championship, where he tied for 2nd last year, or the World Golf Classic Dell Match match play, which is just a couple of weeks before the year's first major championship, which is at Augusta. So some news on Tiger Woods as well. But anyway, that's kind of some of the other news that's out there today. Other than that weird story that Jussie Smollett, that actor, he was arrested today. Boy, how it turned. We were at Super Bowl when all this broke out. He was in Chicago, and apparently the victim of an attack and a hate crime. And now it turns out that he had written a letter to Fox saying that he was underpaid, and it was this racist, homophobic, ranting letter, unhappy with his level of pay and compensation. He's 35 years old. Now he's surrendered to authorities, charged with felony disorderly conduct, filing a false police report, and just numerous other things. But now you're not going to have to worry about getting paid anymore. Nobody's going to hire you. Crash and burn, man. Crash and burn. Your career's down the toilet. Holy mackerel. I've always said, look, you're going to scream racism and all that kind of stuff, and then you're going to lie about it. The same thing should happen to you as what would have happened to anybody that was actually found and convicted guilty of a hate crime. You should go away for a long time, because that's terrible. That doesn't do justice to anybody. We'll see what happens there, though. I'm not holding my breath. Time for us to get out of here. We're going to talk with Brian Anderson, television play-by-play voice of your Brewers tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Until then, have a good one. See ya!
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.